Well, God bless you all. Welcome all you on the conference call tonight. I love that song. In fact, I chose my teaching because of it. And the title of my teaching is, I Want My Life to Be Only Christ in Me. That was Jeremy Camp. Just a beautiful song. What does it mean to be Christ in me? You think about that. We say it's Christ in me, the hope of glory. But what does it mean? When we grow up, we think about, what are we going to be? When Susie was probably 8 years old, one of her girlfriends just was so excited. She said, I'm going to be a mermaid. And it probably was because the Little Mermaid movie came out, and that's what she was watching. And that was Liz. And so I still tease her about that. Liz, you're still going to be that mermaid. You know, what we surround ourselves with helps us determine what we want to be. And when we find out that the true identity that we have of God and Christ in us helps us to stop wondering and start realizing what our real destiny is. It is to be as Christ. And we're going to see how intimate that is and how involved that is. We tend to become what we pursue. I want to show you what our Heavenly Father has made you to be and what He is perfecting, lacking nothing in your life. God's Word makes it clear that our lives are to be Christ in us. We are to be sons of God, joint heirs with Christ. We have a new identity. We are equal with Christ. We have His Spirit. When He left, He said that this Comforter would come, and that Christ would be with us. We have a new life in Christ. Christ is not near us or with us. We are not following Him or committed to Him. He is in us. You know, a relationship, the most intimate relationship would be a husband and a wife, man and a woman. And the thing about that, they're very intimate. Sometimes, a lot of times, we finish each other's sentences, but I don't know what he's thinking. He doesn't know what I'm thinking, but God knows what we're thinking. He knows what comes out and what doesn't come out, what stays in there. And that's that intimacy. He knows so much about us, and he knows that we need Christ. Our life, our identity is in Christ. And was Christ like successful? Yeah, unbelievable. It was so successful that he gave his life out of love for his Father. We even have the mind of Christ. We have a personal relationship with him, that seed of Christ. Colossians 1:27 is the verse that says, there's Christ in you, the hope of glory. That it was a secret. That, you know, how the Pharisees got excited about Jesus when he said he was the Son of God, that God was his Father. Can you imagine if he would have said, my people are going to have, the seed from me is going to have Christ in them? Mm-hmm. They would have gone nuts. To live as Christ, we need to look at his life. Let's turn to John 17. And this is an account right before Jesus was taken away. He gave up his life. They came looking for him. He had a prayer with the Father. And Jesus is praying to the Father, and he reveals the intimacy of our relationship. In verse 3 it says, and this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. And that know is gnosko, that intimate relationship. That we just know, we have that intimacy. And the Word of God is so perfect. It doesn't change. There's no editing. There's no revision of the Word. It's pretty amazing. All that God has done, it doesn't need editing. It doesn't need someone going back and saying, well, this is not what you're supposed to be. Let's look at verse 9. It says, I pray for them. I do not pray for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours. And Jesus had his disciples, his apostles, and he taught them the word, and none of them were lost. But he provided for them. They followed him. He gave them that example to follow. It wasn't like, okay, here's a book, now you figure it out. And we have not been given that as well. We have given that example. We've been given the Spirit to talk to us, to teach us what to do. God can tell you, you know, Ali, I really want you to call this person. Call Sam tonight, because he needs to hear what you have to say. And then you say, okay, what are you going to tell me? Or you just say what he's going to tell you. Just like Jesus when he was at that wedding at Cana, and they ran out of wine, and so his mother said, do what he tells you. And so he told him, get all the canisters, the jars, and fill them up with water. And he didn't say, now taste it to make sure it's okay, because you're going to bring that to the master, and you just start pouring. You pour him a glass and give it to him. But can you imagine, you pour in there's lots of water. You know, you might think, well, I'm sure I can't sample it myself. But no, do it. And then they were kind of upset, because this is much better wine than is when people serve the least wine, because people are kind of inebriated and they don't know the difference. Yeah. But only with God things are get better with age, better with time. We just keep growing and growing. Verse 20 through 23 says, and this is where Jesus is praying for each one of us. It says, I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they all may be one as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. And the glory which you gave me, I have given them, that they may be one just as we are one. I in them, and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them as you have loved me. That intimate relationship is God and Christ in each one of us, and how we are that glory, the glory of the Lord, and that Spirit of Christ in us. That's that intimacy, but religion would never see that, because it's too loving. That wasn't, God didn't put Jesus on the pedestal either after he was resurrected. We became joint heirs with him. We are at the right hand of the Son as he is on the right hand of the right hand of the Father. I in you and you in me, that they may be one in us. Can you see how important your life is? God and Christ in you. We don't have to think about, well, what is poor Jeannie, what is she going to do today? She's got a problem, and how is it ever going to get fixed? No, it's Christ in me, and God is with me, and he's working with me. He wants my life to be victorious. I am victorious. What did Jesus declare? He declared he was the Son of God. Can you declare that?
Sure.
Absolutely. Yes. He said in John 5:19 that I can of my own self do nothing. Wow. That's all he did, and he couldn't do it by himself. That's that obedience, that love, and humility. Then Jesus, in John 5:19, Jesus said unto them, most assuredly I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father do. For whatever he does, the Son also does in like manner. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all things that he does, he himself does. And he will show him greater works than these, that you may marvel. Now the works of God help people see the power of God. And it says that we can do the works that Jesus did in greater works. So we are to walk in that power. That Spirit gives us power. It gives us what the ability Jesus had, we have today. And what did he do? He went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, but God was with him. Can you do that? Can you go about doing good?
Yeah.
Yes. What is some of the good? Is that walking that old lady across the street? Is that the good that you want to do?
Sure.
That would be nice. But how about listening to Father and saying, you know, there's someone that needs you. Someone that their life will change because of your love. But we need His voice. We need to hear His voice, His direction. And then follow what our Lord did. He was never ashamed of the will of the Father. John 6:35-40, Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. Now we have that same word of God. It's not a new version. We have that word, that bread of life. Man cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. When we study God's word, we become Christ in us. We have that word as our sword. The Bible is the sword of the Spirit, so that we can give people the truth. Everyone wants to know the truth. So that's how we live Christ. In verse 36 it says, but I say to you that you have seen me and yet do not believe. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and the one who comes to me I will by no means cast out. For I have come from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. This is the will of the Father who sent me, that of all he has given me I should lose nothing, but should raise it up at the last day. And this is the will of him who sent me, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up the last day. When we have the Son, we accept Jesus. When we confess Jesus Christ as Lord, believing in our heart that God raised him from the dead, we receive eternal life at that time. He becomes the master of our lives. We don't determine our destiny any longer because we know we are heaven bound. This life is just a twinkle of time, a very short time, and all eternity is all eternity. That's pretty wonderful. Do you see a pattern here? It's not of our own self that we do anything. It's because of God and the love of His Son. It's no longer about me, but the Christ in me. I used to say, if it's to be, it's up to me. Now I say, if it's to be, it's up to the Father. It's not my responsibility. I don't have to carry that anymore. I just want to love God. And that's not what He wants. He's pursuing after us so that we can be blessed. We want our children to be blessed. So we encourage them. We do what we can, what we have to do. Philippians 4:13, let's look at that. This is a thing that we declare. Jesus declared who He was, that it wasn't Him, it was the Father that directed His steps. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. And I want to read you that Amplified because it's just a wonderful verse. It says, I can do all things which He has called me to do. Now that's important. That was not that I can open a jar because I have that strength, but I can do all things what God has called me to do through Him who strengthens and empowers me to fulfill His purpose. I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. Not my sufficiency any longer. It's Christ's sufficiency in me. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through Him who infuses me with inner strength and confident peace. Isn't that beautiful? Mm-hmm. We do all things what God has called us to do. He strengthens us with the might of the Spirit of Christ in us, so I'm not sufficient in my own sufficiency. And then I have that inner peace and that confident peace and inner strength. We are no longer self-sufficient. It is through the Spirit of Christ in us that we carry out the will of the Father. We become detached from the world and are transformed into a new creation. Like that little butterfly. That butterfly is in the world, but it becomes that new creation. It's no longer, we are not a remodel. We have to remember that. We are not a remodel. We're not trying to improve ourselves. We are Christ. We want to be Christ. That's who we are. Christ is our source of life. The Apostle Paul, by revelation in Galatians 2:20, said, I have been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. But he had a choice. Jesus had a choice. I do not set aside the grace of God, for if righteousness comes through the law, then Christ died in vain. Did righteousness come from the law? No. Mm-hmm. It's through the gift of righteousness, the love of God. Jesus paid the price so that we would be right before God. So Paul says, I was crucified with Christ. That old man was crucified. In the culture of Eastern times, one of the worst deaths that any, or I guess, punishment of someone that did a crime to be punished by death. That what they would do is they would tie a dead man to that body, and that person would walk around. Eventually, they would die because they had this corrupt corpse with them. Well, that's what we do when we hold on to the old man. We are carrying that old us. We don't need to. We put that in the garbage. It's gone. We don't need that anymore. We are no longer confident in the flesh. Look at Philippians 3. Fun work, Daniel. We are no longer confident in the flesh. And that's what the adversary does. He tries to get you so distracted with all the things of the flesh that you think, oh, I don't need God. And that's what they're doing today. Today, people are saying, you know, I can be my own God. And that was a lie from the very beginning. And are they happy? Of course not. They never will be. Philippians 3, 1 through 8 says, finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. For me to write the same things to you is not tedious, but for you to be saved. Beware of dogs. Beware of evil workers. Beware of the mutilation. It's probably very real today. For we are this crucifixion. We are the circumcision who worship God in spirit, rejoice in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh. And Paul's saying, though I also might have confidence in the flesh, if anyone else thinks he may have confidence in the flesh, I the more. He was circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, concerning the law, a Pharisee, concerning zeal. He persecuted the church. He went around killing Christians. Concerning the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. He was sold out to religion, Apostle Paul. But, in verse 8 it says, but what things were gained to me, these I have counted loss for Christ. Yet indeed I also count all things loss. And there's lots of different words described. King James says, I count all things as dung, crap. I count all things as rubbish, as garbage, for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord. All that stuff, the titles and everything, it's dung, rubbish, garbage, compared to the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, all the past, and count them as rubbish that I may gain Christ, that I might have that intimate relationship with him. And Paul said in 1 Corinthians 11:1, in the NLT, and ye shall, you should imitate be followers of me, even as I am of Christ. And he was an example. And we have those church epistles that we can read and learn about who we are as Christ in you. Acts 10:38, Jesus says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. Are you anointed?
Yes.
We have the Holy Spirit. With the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. And we are all witnesses of all things which he did. God is with us. Isn't this our mission? Our lives of Christ in us, kind of review, that we want to count our old sinful life dead with Christ. Number two, we replace our ego and self with a new life in Him. Number three, we live as Christ, following the Spirit's lead and example for us. We truly will be blessed as we live our lives only as Christ in me. And that's what I wanted to share tonight. Just a little glimpse of that. But there's so many scriptures leading us to what that really means to have Christ in you. We're not of the old man in nature anymore. It's powerful, our lives.
Close.
Sure. Father, I thank you for this time that we can look at your word and just rejoice in the accomplishment of what your Son, our Lord and Savior, accomplished so that we could have the life that he has, that it is Christ in us, the hope of glory, and that people will see Christ as we walk in this world and walk in that Spirit and that power, that we can have the boldness to give your love and receive your instructions and that voice that you always are there with us. I thank you for an amazing night tonight. Thank you for all of our lives, our families, our health, prosperity. I thank you that we are who you called us to be, that it is Christ who we are to be. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.